When you cut the side of a hog, what would you call it? If you're referring particularly to the bacon of it, you call it the...
Middling.
Middling?
Mm-hmm.
And the outside of a slab of bacon would be called what?
Skin.
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 What kind of meat would you buy and then slice it thin to eat with your eggs?
Sliced bacon.
What kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain or it's a combination?
Slices.
And if the meat has been kept too long and you don't think it's good to
rank.
Eat?
Rank.
Rank. And after a hog is butchered, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
What would you call the food or the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
A grinded liver pudding.
Is there a word or an expression that you'd use to call something made out of the hog blood?
Blood pudding.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal?
No, I haven't.
Or have you?
Uh-huh.
No?
I've eaten hog head cheese. We make them all the time.
Not the blood pudding.
Uh-huh.
I suppose Leona kept the butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Old.
I think you used the word before. Would you call that rank too? You refer,
rank,
when you
yeah.
referred to the meat,
yeah,
would you use that word?
You get rank. Rank.
If thick sour milk that you kept on hand too long, what would you?
Too old.
Too old.
That'd be my thoughts on that. It'd be, if you keep anything too long, it's gradually got to get rank. Or mold on, well, that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unusable. You
mm-hmm.
can't use it.
What do you do to milk, the first thing after milking it?
Strain milk.
And what is baked in a deep dish and made with apples with a crust on it?
Apple pie.
Is there any, do you call it any different whether it has to be spooned out or cut out in a slice? Do you call it all apple pie?
I don't know the difference would be in it. But apple pie, now really apple pie is maybe too crusty, but now this apple, it should cook and then just put one crust on top of it. I wouldn't know the difference in making the expression the difference in them.
Mm-hmm.
About the only difference I'd say, we cut one out with a knife and got two crusts, and the other ain't got one crust, we zip it out with a spoon.
Well, that would be the main difference.
That would be about the best idea on that.
If somebody has a real good appetite and you say he sure likes to put away his
groceries.
And what would you call the sweet liquid that you sometimes might pour over a pudding? What do you call apple?
Salt. Apple.
Mm-hmm. And if you decide in between meals that you like just a little something to eat, you'd say, I want a
sandwich or something.
Mm-hmm.